Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
People want to know what I stand for. They can look at my record as governor.
Mitt Romney was not an effective leader in Massachusetts, and the proof is in the pudding.
I had worked only under Republican governors, and I worked really well with all of the others. There was really not much working with Mitt Romney.
When Governor Romney became governor of Massachusetts, many of the issues that our country faces were at our doorstep. High debt, the need for jobs, the need to support a working middle class. There were great opportunities, and there was great hope that Governor Romney could deliver. He didn't deliver.
There was that promise and hope that Romney would deliver with jobs and grow the economy here in Massachusetts, and that did not materialize.
Massachusetts growth stopped. Companies stopped coming. The new jobs were not being created.
We knew that we were losing manufacturing jobs, and he never found any solutions to try and figure out how do we keep them. By the time that Romney left office, we were 47th in the nation in terms of job growth.
During Romney's tenure as governor, wages dropped 5% in his first 2 years, which really had a very negative effect on Massachusetts.
That was taken from the latest web ad from the Obama campaign attacking Mitt Romney's record as the governor of Massachusetts. Presidential race number one. We're reviewing the hot hits for the week ending Friday, the 1st of June, thanks to the help of the folks at Talkers.com, the publication that's sponsoring actually a big talk fest in New York this next week. Let's get to number 10, going back to number one, Miami cannibal story. Ugh. Number 10. Number 9, the recall of the Wisconsin governor. Number 8, New York suggested ban on large sugary drinks. Number 7, the John Edwards trial. Number 6, Donald Trump revisits the birther issue. Let's see. Number 5 on our countdown, Facebook and the troubles it's having with its IPO. Number 4, the financial crisis in Europe. Iran is number 3, and the crises being created there. Number 2 is the Syrian crisis. And number 1, the presidential race. From MSNBC, Donnie Deutsch and Joe Scarborough talked to Newt Gingrich about supporting Mitt Romney after all the primary back and forth.
How hard is it now? Because you, one thing that is great about you, and I probably disagree with about everything you stand for politically, but I respect your passion and conviction. You've got to come out now and stump for a guy that it seemed like you clearly didn't like, and you actually loathed, and now you got to come on, and then, you know, I'm a surrogate. Blah, blah. That's got to be tough just from a human point of view.
We had a very tough primary season. I threw the kitchen sink at him. He threw a bigger kitchen sink at me. It wasn't fun, and some of it was personal. There's no question about it. But Barack Obama makes this really easy. If you ask me on behalf of my grandchildren, who are 10 and 12, what do I think should happen this November? I believe so deeply that Mitt Romney should be elected and that Barack Obama's second term would be a disaster for the country that it's very easy for me to stump for the governor and to advocate for the governor, because I do honestly believe that a second Obama term will be a genuine disaster for the United States. So I think that's, you know, if it was a different environment, if you said to me in a primary setting, is Mitt Romney going to be my first choice? The answer would be no. But he is the Republican Party's nominee. That's definitive after Tuesday night. He's not presumptive anymore. He has the votes. He'll be the nominee. I am a party loyalist. I've been active since 1960 and building the Georgia GOP from literally nothing to now controlling every major aspect of Georgia politics. I really believe in a conservative approach to America's future, and I really am worried about the cost to America of a second term for Obama. So it's pretty easy for me to be enthusiastic.
You're a historian, Newt. Let's talk about the history of this campaign. But for the third-party attack ads against you in Iowa in December when you were surging into first place, and then you recover and you win South Carolina and you go to Florida, and another slew of unprecedented third-party attack ads against you. I think we both agree, but for those two attacks, you could actually be in Romney's position right now. Do we need to fix a system that distorts primary process as much as the super PAC process distorted this primary system?
It's ironic that McCain-Feingold and the so-called reforms that preceded it have all crippled middle-class candidates, have all empowered the very rich, have all made the system worse, have all given lawyers and accountants a huge amount of jobs. We'd be so much better off with a very simple system that said any American can donate any amount of personal income after taxes as long as they report it online that night, and they would give it to the candidate. And then the candidates would have to be responsible for the advertising. You'd have a cleaner, more positive, healthier system. I think you watch this fall, the between the Obama super PACs, the Romney super PACs, the conservative super PACs, the liberal super PACs, it's going to be a mess, and people are going to be sick of it, and it's really unfortunate. It's not the way a great nation should govern itself.
Up next, more on the presidential race here on the Countdown.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends, to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
As the summer driving season gets started, Sears Auto Center wants to make sure you get the most out of every gallon of gas with a great deal on our Fuel Saver package. Right now, for just $29.99, you get a conventional oil change, air filter, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and tire pressure check. You'll also save on all Goodyear tires, including up to $65 when you buy four. Just stop by Sears Auto Center now or visit SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. Sears Auto Center, valid for most vehicles. Fuel Saver package regularly $57.98. Goodyear savings range from $16 to $65. Savings good through 6-12.
Inhabitants of Earth, you can run, but you cannot... What are you doing?
I'm watching Netflix on my smartphone, dude.
What?
I can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
You don't fear for your life?
Yeah, not really. Our atmosphere is eventually going to kill you anyway.
Nonsense. Our anatomy is...
There you go. Faster than I thought.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Ever turn on your TV to find the Dish Hopper let you skip through all the ads? Ever find an entire show is passed without interruption because the Dish Hopper let you automatically skip the ads? Well, if you're tired of skipping ads, turn to radio, where ads are alive and well.
Watch commercial-free TV with the Hopper, the new whole home HD DVR from Dish. Call 1-800-WATCH-TV to get Dish today. Only available for playback of select HD primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Programming sold separately. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
My car's a sauna. What's with this air conditioning?
You need an AC Pro.
Know any?
Yeah, you.
You got me confused with somebody else.
You're a pro with new do-it-yourself AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
But I...
You know where to find the hood?
That thing up front?
Exactly. AC Pro's easy, fast, and saves you money. You'll have your car's AC blowing cold air in minutes, guaranteed.
I did it. It's like a freezer in here.
Be a pro with new AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
Got a sweater?
Gear up for summer at Sports Authority. You'll find amazing savings on everything you need to make the great outdoors even greater. And when you join the league, our new rewards program, you'll earn 5% back on your purchases. That's 5% back on grills, tents, boats, bikes, plus summertime styles from brands you love, like Adidas, The North Face, and Nike. Save big and officially start your summer at Sports Authority. All things sporting good. Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here, counting down or up, or I guess this way we're counting from number one to number 10. Presidential race number one this week on the countdown. Host Rob Johnson and Dave Merlino talked about who Mitt Romney may choose as his running mate now that he has the nomination.
There's a lot of talk since Romney has wrapped up the nomination now about who's going to be his vice president. Let me play you a little clip here of Bill O'Reilly's show as he's talking with Marco Rubio, senator from Florida, who's probably the most talked about potential candidate for vice president.
Everywhere you go, people ask you about the vice president deal. You know, I asked you, well, a few months ago we had you on about that. Should I continue to ask you? Is it getting boring now?
No, what the difference is we have a nominee now, so I'm trying to be very respectful of their process and what they're going through.
Well, they're not going to say anything till the convention because they got to have something to get people to watch.
Well, and that's why he deserves for us to be respectful of that process. So journalists like you are going to ask, but those of us...
Yeah, you know, you're going to stonewall. Right? Let me give you two things that two guys have said about you on this program. You know Charles Krauthammer?
Yeah.
Okay,
sure.
Smart guy, right? Well, Krauthammer says if you are asked that you have to accept, you have to. Because if you didn't, you would be letting your country down. That's Krauthammer. And Krauthammer predicts that if you are asked, you will accept. What do you think about that point of view?
Well, I'm not even talking about the whole process, and I respect him very much and what he said to you.
But would
really
it be disrespectful if you, for, say, family reasons, personal reasons, would you consider that to be, would you trouble you that your country calls and you can't answer the call?
Well, I hate being in the no-spin zone, but I'll just say to you that I've really tried not to even comment on the whole process.
Knox, our producer, has something to add here.
Henry,
there you go.
Last night, I received a telephone call that was a nice little survey asking about who I would choose for vice president nominee.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, are you a registered Republican?
No.
Why would you have gotten the phone call on that?
Not a clue. They asked me all kinds of questions. I mean, it was just a general survey.
Who called?
I didn't catch the name of the survey agency. Huh. Whenever they did it, was one of those quick things. And at first, I was like, no. And then I just decided to do it anyway. And the choices they asked how I felt, if I strongly agreed or strongly disagreed, if Marco Rubio, Jeb Bush, or Rob Portman were the vice presidential nominee.
How about that?
And then they went on to ask demographic questions. First question out of the gate was, would you consider yourself Hispanic? I'm like, how would I consider myself Hispanic?
Yes, I'm a white Hispanic.
It seemed as though, after the conversation was done, it seemed as though someone is testing the waters for Marco Rubio.
Yeah.
Through research.
Well, what did you say on the three? Marco Rubio.
Marco Rubio, I said, I think I said I strongly agree, or I said I agree, and then Jeb Bush, I said disagree. I was waiting for Paul Ryan.
Yeah.
But that wasn't a choice.
Huh.
They only gave me those three choices, because I personally would rather Paul Ryan than the other three.
And Rob Portman?
Rob Portman, at first I was like, who? Because I couldn't understand what the lady was saying, so I just said disagree. Yeah, exactly, right?
Natalie Portman's dad?
But I was just unfamiliar. You know, I don't know Rob Portman.
Yeah.
Senator from Ohio.
But it was very interesting. I looked at him afterwards and figured out more. And it was apparently a logical choice, according to many blogs that
it's a big swing state. And Ohio is in play, so they think they put a senator on the ticket that helps them in Ohio, which makes sense.
Here's host Matt Murphy with political strategist Jeff Lord. They talk about what happens next, as Romney is obviously the official Republican nominee now.
What is to come?
Yeah, I think this is going to be a huge deal here. And I'll tell you why. And I frankly think, you know, I noticed in the last couple of weeks, I mean, I think all of this primary business has been, would have been good for any candidate, but I think it's been particularly good for Mitt Romney because I realize, you know, he's now really sharpening his message. This is no longer just about, this is not about personalities. This is not about Obama and Romney and all that kind of stuff. This is about, capitalism versus socialism. I mean, this is Romney himself is more or less saying this and talking about the private sector experience or lack thereof that the president has, the vice president has, his cabinet has. I mean, these are people that have not a clue, and yet they're regularly out there saying, oh, this doesn't work, that doesn't work, and of course, they want jobs. Well, you know, wealth creation, nobody goes out to create a job. They go out to create wealth. The wealth, in turn, creates the jobs. And there is a decided lack of understanding here about this, and so this is where the divide will be.
And, do you think Mitt Romney is doing a good job keeping away from the distractions? It seems that the Obama administration, certainly early on through surrogates, are trying to throw as many distractions at his feet as they possibly can. The latest, of course, being that, oh, Donald Trump's a birther and he's associating with birthers. Mitt Romney comes out yesterday with a statement saying, look, I'm on record as saying I believe the president was born in this country. I'm not going to be distracted by this. I mean, isn't that what this is, a political tool to try to get him off message?
Yes, Donald Trump, believe it or not, is the latest version of Seamus the dog. And Seamus the dog, you know, was up there on the roof and apparently some point on a Romney family trip, and they tried to make that an issue until, of course, we found out that the president himself had eaten a dog. And as my friend Sean Hannity said to a group of us the other night when we were on his show, who would you rather be, Seamus the dog or the dog that got eaten?
It's a good point.
These are distractions. And you have them because, of course, they don't want to talk about their record. That's the problem here. And once again, we're in a situation where, and I say once again, I mean, I think really we're at the end of a, say, maybe 8 or 9 decades old situation here where the answer was, if you apply the government to something, you are wonderful. And, we're now at a point where $15 trillion in debt. The country is going through all kinds of commotion here. People don't have jobs. People see that finally there is an end point to this. There is an end game. And that you really do have to have serious wealth creation in America, which is pride and freedom. And Romney is getting it.
Coming up, violence in Syria and problems in Iran. So what else is new? We'll try to find some new things to rehash these stories in just a moment on the Countdown.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Rehash is a new name for our program. Talk Radio Roundup. Doug Steffen, number two on the Countdown Syria. Host Mike Moss and Bruce Allen talk to National Security Correspondent J.J. Green about even more violence that has been reported in Syria.
We know the French are among those least inclined to want to get involved in military action, but even the French this morning are saying it may be the only way to stop this bloodshed.
When you look at what Syria knows about the situation, it knows that the world is reluctant to do anything militarily. It knows that strong physical action is not likely. And they recognize as well that they can continue to push to do whatever it is that they like to do. But what, talking to the experts that I've talked to in the last couple of days and certainly yesterday, it appears as though the world is coming to grips with the reality that the only way they're going to get some action is to put some pressure on people like Russia, people like China, people like Iran, the place where Syria is getting its weapons from, because we shouldn't forget that for Russia, this is one of their last allies in the Middle East, and they need to protect them. They're funneling weapons in there. Iran is funneling weapons in there. Syria is one of their last allies in the Middle East. In fact, they're the only one in the Middle East. And China's sort of standing by saying, no, we're not going to cooperate to stop any of this because we have interest as well there. They're all starting to realize, the world is starting to realize that those three countries are places where they're going to have to put some pressure on the joints. Right. Because the rest of the body is strong, they're going to have to put some pressure on those joints where the support is coming into.
Well, how can they do that, though? I mean, the rebels have now given a deadline to President Bashar al-Assad. Why would the president comply now?
Talking with one military expert yesterday, he was saying what really needs to happen is some covert stuff. We know that they're getting weapons from the Russians. We know they're getting weapons and support from Iran. More of these kinds of things that we're not supposed to know about or hear about, but most likely are going on anyway. Basically, the dial is most likely, according to this person, would have to be turned up on these supporters of Syria's operation.
Iran is number three on the countdown. From Fox, KT McFarland talks to economist James Ricard about the financial implications of any war
with Iran.
If there's a conflict in the Middle East, if there's some kind of a crisis in the Strait of Hormuz, if Israel attacks Iran, if something goes wrong and there's some kind of disruption in the oil markets out of the Middle East, what happens?
Well, that's a really good question, KT. When you say if a conflict erupts, the conflict has already started. The war has started. Right now it's a financial war. Once the risk of turning into a shooting war, I think sooner than later, but you know, the president kicked Iran out of the dollar payment system. Then we kicked,
right, that's
we kicked
out
him
of,
out of the
right,
Fed WAC.
Right.
We kicked him out of the global.
That's SWIFT.
Well, SWIFT
right,
is the global payment system.
Right.
We kicked him out of that too. That was very disruptive to the Iranian economy. Their interest rates skyrocketed. The currency crashed in half. They all said, if you're an Iranian merchant, you need twice as many rials to get dollars to buy imported goods, etc. So it's very disruptive to the economy. But it's the whole story of be careful what you wish for, because Iran has already commenced workarounds. They're saying, hey, if you kick us out of SWIFT, fine. We'll set up bilateral banking relationships with Russia, China, India. We'll do oil for gold swaps. We'll do oil for wheat swaps. So
they're doing workarounds.
These leading Asian countries, and I would say the BRICS plus Iran, are already working on an alternative payment system to the dollar payment system. So this may actually be...
This may actually hurt us in the end, because it would get countries off the dollar, and then they'll have direct trades.
Very, very disruptive in the short run, but could be counterproductive in the long run, because it's part of the diminution of the role of the dollar. But to your specific question, I think we have a set of things that we are pretty sure would happen. Oil would be able to some hot, you have $200 a barrel. I mean, pick a range between 175
and 250. Why is that? Because the oil isn't reaching the market, or is it because everybody panics?
Both, actually. It's very clear Iran will shut the Straits of Hormuz. Now, I have no doubt about the ability of the Navy to reopen it, but people are a little glib about how easy that is. It will be days, it will be weeks and months.
Yeah.
Minesweeping operations are extremely difficult. They've got a lot of unconventional, unrestricted warfare tactics, you know, swarming kamikaze speedboats that could, sadly,
they have a lot of
destroyer,
a 1,000-mile border around the water, and they could shoot missiles from Iran, mainland Iran.
I think one of the reasons I give this high likelihood is I think Iran actually wants the war.
All right, so you want to talk about the top hits? So take your best shot at 800-510-8255. Your calls will come up when the Talk Radio Countdown Show rolls along.
With our Dish Hopper, automatically skipping commercials on TV is easy. The Dish Hopper lets you skip primetime commercials on all four major networks. But how can you skip ads in other places? Well, Dish has some suggestions. To skip newspaper ads, simply chase your paperboy off your lawn with a baseball bat. To skip highway billboards, memorize the route you're driving, then coat all your windows in a thick black paint. And finally, to skip ads on the internet, simply locate your router and begin punching it. Continue punching it until the router or your fist have had enough. Now, none of this is as easy or convenient as using the Dish Hopper, which lets you automatically skip primetime ads on all four major networks. But you can't go too far when it comes to skipping ads.
Watch commercial-free TV with The Hopper, the new whole home HD DVR from Dish. Call 1-800-WATCH-TV to get Dish today. Only available for playback of select HD primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Programming sold separately. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Gear up for summer at Sports Authority. You'll find amazing savings on everything you need to make the great outdoors even greater. And when you join the league, our new rewards program, you'll earn 5% back on your purchases. That's 5% back on grills, tents, boats, bikes, plus summertime styles from brands you love, like Adidas, The North Face, and Nike. Save big and officially start your summer at Sports Authority. All things sporting good. Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
If your car's air conditioning isn't blowing cold air,
it isn't,
then you need an AC Pro.
Is there one around here?
Yeah.
You?
Me?
But I can't.
New do-it-yourself AC Pro is a 10-minute cold air solution. It's fast, easy, and saves you money. With AC Pro, you'll have cold air blowing again in just minutes. Guaranteed.
Wow, it's freezing in here, and I did it myself.
See? You are an AC Pro.
Yes, I am.
New AC Pro, the 10-minute do-it-yourself auto AC cold air solution.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money?
You can!
It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of
of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We go with the second half hour reviewing the top 10 items of the week as the Talk Radio Countdown show moves on. I'm Doug Steffen. At number 4, the situation financially in Europe. Some people call it a crisis. That word is overused, greatly abused, etc., etc. But there is a situation that's pretty serious there. And a lot of people worry that what's happened there, we can see happening here. The only people that seem not to be able to see it are the people that are in the White House. Here's host Kevin Meeks talking to a financial reporter about how the economic problems there are affecting the markets here.
People are worried about the fall of the euro and what it's going to mean here. For the average American who's got money invested or who is worried about their future, how does this translate to what's happening in their household?
It translates, quite frankly, to a lot. Anything that is going on in Europe could adversely or, on the other hand, benefit Americans. Because Europe is America's biggest trading partner.
Right.
About $3.4 billion every single day. The relationship between the United States and Europe supports some 15 million jobs. So that's quite an impact on both sides of the pond. Basically, you have a lot of things going on. A lot of people know 11 out of the 17 countries in the Eurozone are in a recession right now. Irish voters are heading to the polls today to decide whether they're going to ratify a European Union physical treaty, which basically means that this is like sort of the linchpin for the relationship between supporting the euro and trying to make the economy better, which could adversely or hopefully better the American people and what's going on with them. So what's happening in Europe definitely affects America.
And there have been problems across Europe, and now Greece, of course, has been big problems, and now banks in Spain. Are these dominoes that are falling, what are other governments doing to try to stop this from just tumbling out of control?
That's the million-dollar question. The crisis in Europe affects Europe. It affects America, as we talked about just a minute ago. Basically, what's happening in Greece is that they went to the polls about a month ago to try to elect a new government so that they could solve the euro's crisis. They were supposed to decide whether to stay in the eurozone or to drop out of the eurozone. Greece is, quite frankly, a mess right now. 1 in 5 people are homeless due to the crisis. If Greece drops out of the euro, that would definitely adversely affect Spain and Italy because those economies are closely tied. But obviously, that affects all of Europe as well.
All right, so financial reporter Kevin Meeks there on the financial situation in Europe. Do you agree? Whatever goes on there affects us. Our number is 800-510-8255, 800-510-TALK. Email the Doug at DougStephan.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Pretty easy to do that by checking out the listen box at DougStephan.com. We're to number 5 now, the Facebook IPO. Here's host Helen Glover talking to a financial analyst about an article that appeared in Forbes listing 7 reasons why at this time we were buying Facebook is not a good idea.
Facebook here, Forbes, with their 7 reasons why this Facebook initial public offering was a bust. This is interesting, especially when they talk about Mark Zuckerberg's disdain for the investor. They kind of likened him to President Obama's view of blue-collar workers. He needs them, but secretly laughs at them.
That's right. Rich Karlgaard wrote a great piece, and he talks about Zuckerberg's disdain for investors. Who happens to be on his honeymoon right now in Europe, when he could be talking about what he plans to do in the future with the company. He doesn't have to disclose anything during this quiet time, which is the law, but he can talk about what he plans to do with the company over an extended period. I find that Facebook has had a lot of initial people who sign up who then become bored or annoyed. The whole thing has a weird feel to me, where you've got people that are your friends that you've never met, and then it's a good way to look at pictures and keep in touch with family. But beyond that, I'm not sure where the added value is. I like the idea of other social media where you're connecting with people in business or with people that you share the same interest in, but I'm not sure where the revenue is going to come for Facebook to justify the current price. They've lost $24 billion in market cap since the IPO, so it's been beaten down bad.
800 badly is the correct English there, sir, but he's a financial reporter. Their excuse is they're not supposed to know anything about anything but numbers, right? 800-510-8255. Don't you always want to sound your best, and don't you think that these people ought to sound their best? Some of the people that are on radio and television today are atrocious with the use of the language. Okay, there's a silly side issue. Speaking of silly side issues, number 6 this weekend, this is my editorial comment. I like Donald Trump and always have kind of liked Donald Trump, but this birther thing, my God. Here are hosts Todd Feinberg and Tom Finneran talking to political commentator S.E. Cupp about the way the news media has handled the Donald and the reemergence of this issue.
I feel like Trump's, the story's over already. Like, it was kind of a media thing. Didn't you get the feeling it was just pushed by the media because they like hurting Romney any way they can? And now they've moved on to something new today.
It certainly was pushed by the media, but, you know, you can't deny that this weird marriage for a day was a story that probably should have been covered a little.
But we're not allowed to talk about 20 years with Reverend Wright.
Oh, no, I know. And this is what I said yesterday, that you know, why would Romney be nervous about associating with someone like Trump when he learned full well from 2008 that you can associate with radicals, crazies, even terrorists, and it will not keep you from getting elected. So there's I think in Mitt Romney's mind, actually, and in the campaign's mind, this is an association that actually looks clean compared to some of the other associations that Obama had and we all knew about. So I don't think they're stupid. I don't think it was, a public relations smart move. And if he wanted to sort of avoid this. He could have, but I think he figured, look, I need the money. I want the support. The association at the end of the day isn't going to matter. And if I get this out of the way now, I can sort of move on through June, July, and August.
But the money and the support would be there anyway. When you said you did not think it would be a good PR move, SE, I'm wondering why you reached that conclusion. Do you think Trump has more negatives than positives, and therefore Romney could have, maybe should have handled this discreetly, back channel? Hey, you know, do
Absolutely.
What you can, Donald, but I'm not gonna appear on a stage with you. That seems to me to be conceding to the narrative that Todd's made reference to.
Well, yeah, I mean, the smart thing, if I were running the campaign, the smart thing to do would have been to say, look, Donald, I'm really appreciative of your support. I'd love to have you go out and talk about, you know, my candidacy from a business point of view. You're a very smart businessman. You've accomplished a lot. If you want to talk about China, that's okay with me too. But if you wouldn't mind, just for a few days, not talking about the birther thing, I'd sure really appreciate it.
Yeah, I don't think he's controllable.
No, he's not. And then, and of course, we all knew this about him, and Romney should have as well, and perhaps did, and that's why he didn't attempt to muzzle him.
What foolishness. Hey, man, you listen to these people go on and on. Todd and I are friends, and he's on the right path with this, but to listen to this political commentator, I mean, who is she and who cares? We all knew about this. I always love that when these guys talk like they know these people. Hey, anyway, it's much ado about nothing all the way around, but it is something a lot of you are talking about, so help yourself if you feel compelled to talk about it. It does seem kind of silly. There are certainly more important... why can't you just, under the circumstances, dispatch Obama with his horrible financial record? Just keep talking about that. Talk about, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Just keep hammering away at that. That's it. That's all you got to talk about. And he's done. That's the entire issue. Every day, all day, morning, noon, and night, 7 days a week from now until the election, that's all Romney has to talk about. Never mentions anything else, talks about how the economy was in Massachusetts when he was governor and how the economy is now under Obama for the past 4 years. That's all you got to talk about, and you're winning. It's over. The rest of it is just garbage. Why get sucked into it? 800-510-8255. I guess I have too much common sense. That's why I'm not running for president. Doug for president. Hooray! 17 before the hour on the countdown.
And now another Cintas Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at a manufacturing firm in Chapel Hill. With me is Bob, the GM. Bob, your company ships product nationwide, but talk about the home office's new game plan.
Well, we had 10 years of old paperwork piled up here. It was a mess, a security risk, and my dog used to bury bones in the piles. We needed a game changer.
And now I see Cintas trucks shredding all those files. They're known for uniforms. Tell me about their shredding playbook.
They're the best. They have trucks across the country shredding tons of documents every day, and every scrap of paper gets recycled.
That sounds like a winning move. With Cintas trucks here weekly, they're happy they won't spend hours shredding documents themselves. Let's go to the booth.
Document shredding is just one of the many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't waste time or take risks with confidential papers. Call Cintas at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, dog, where's your owner?
Watching Netflix.
Yeah?
He can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as he wants online.
Well, I know what you did on my lawn, and it's not funny.
It is to kids.
Well, what are their parents supposed to laugh at?
Well, sophisticated jokes. You know, like, that dog chasing his tail reminds me of politicians.
Instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as your family wants on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bella Wood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 800-542-0203 to get your free copy now. 800-542-0203. 800-542-0203.
My report is about Alexandra Scott. She opened a lemonade stand to raise money to fight cancer.
Lemonade.
Her friends all over the country wanted to help. They raised over $1 million before Alex died of her own cancer. Life gave Alex a lemon, but she made lemonade.
Inspiration.
Lemonade.
Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
800-510-8255. That's the dial-in line. I'm hustling through to try to get all of the info in from all of these things from the charts. The week is May 28th to June 1st. Up next here, number 7, the North Carolina jury found John Edwards not guilty on one count, and a mistrial was declared on the 5 remaining charges. The judge said that the verdict had been reached on all 6. But that wasn't the case. That was clarified. And so here are hosts Bob Kerr and Dimitri Sotis talking to Pete Williams of NBC about the end of that trial.
Looks as though Edwards was smart to have refused offers, which he got, of a plea deal, huh?
Absolutely. I think their strategy is certainly vindicated by this. You know, it's only an acquittal on one count, but anything other than a conviction is always good for the defense.
This prosecution has been controversial from the start. You had former members of the Federal Election Commission saying the case should not have been brought. Was this bungled from the beginning? Should it have even gone to trial?
Well, they were honest. I mean, I think it was a good faith effort on the part of the government. It was a very controversial prosecution from the beginning because of the fact that you had two former FEC chairmen saying they've never seen the law applied this way. This theory that people's contributions or the money that they gave Edwards was intended to influence the election. And I think equally controversial was an instruction from the judge who said that it would be enough for the jurors to find that one of the purposes for the donors, the two wealthy donors here who gave money, that one of their purposes was influencing an election, when what the law says is the purpose is influencing the election. So a controversy all along, conservatives and liberal experts alike saying they thought this was not the right case to bring, but for whatever reason, the jury decided not to convict.
This was a really difficult one, apparently, for the jury.
Yes, and I think for several reasons. One is the jury had to sort of draw this chain of connections. They had to decide what was the donor's purpose. What were Fred Barron and Buddy Mellon, the two people who gave money to John Edwards in 2007 and 2008, what was their purpose? Did they act illegally? And then second, did John Edwards realize or know or think that it was illegal to accept this money and then fail to report it? And by the way, we sometimes overlook the fact that the reason the government said that this is illegal is because the contributions exceeded the federal limit for how much money you can give to a candidate in a federal campaign. So the other thing, though, that the jury had to decide was, what was John Edwards' intent? What was in his head? And that's always a difficult question for a jury.
Yeah, except you know what he was thinking, right? All right, here's Countdown Extra. Wendy Williams talks about the cancellation of a John Travolta movie because of his recent scandal.
Guess what I heard today? And I'm very upset about this. Apparently, the powers that be have scrapped the Gotti movie. Lindsay Lohan was supposed to be playing in that, remember? Guess why it's scrapped, allegedly? Well, I got this report from Forbes. So you know it's right. We get our sources from everywhere. Forbes is reporting that because of John Travolta's bad publicity recently, You know, the whole gay accusation thing. They're scrapping the movie, allegedly. Why? I am surprised. Victoria Gotti said she released a statement a while ago when she found out about all that John Travolta is going through, you know, with the allegations. And here's what she said. All of this outfit's all over the place. My wig is low. My glasses are crooked. I can't. What difference does it make if he were gay? Who the F really cares? Does it make him less of a beautiful human being? No. No. You're right. You're absolutely right.
All right, that's it for Mitch McKinney.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Stephan here as we wrap things up. I'm going to speculate with you for a moment here. Number 8 on the countdown is the proposed ban on large sugar drinks in New York, courtesy of Mayor Bloomberg. If this had not happened late in the week, i.e. if it had been Tuesday instead of Thursday, this thing would have been number 3 or number 4. This is the kind of stuff that people love to go off on, just really love to rant. I happen to like Bloomberg. I think he's the best politician and the best mayor. I think he's all kinds of things that he does that are just superb. New York's a great city now because he's been the mayor. Anyway, having said that, this has gotten a lot of people whipped up, and it's fun to kind of listen to people back and forth. This is great talk radio, and that's sort of why we have the two different aspects of this. First, talk host Mitch Renk with the Mayor Bloomberg's proposal on his mind.
New York City plans to enact a far-reaching ban on the sale of large sodas and other sugary drinks at restaurants, movie theaters, and street carts in the most ambitious effort yet by the mayor, the Bloomberg administration, to combat rising obesity. The proposed ban would affect virtually the entire menu of popular sugary drinks found in delis, fast food franchises, and even sports arenas, from energy drinks to pre-sweetened iced teas. The sale of any cup or bottle of sweetened drink larger than 16 fluid ounces would be prohibited under the First in the Nation plan, which could take effect as soon as next March. The measure would not apply to diet sodas, fruit juices. Why? Fruit juices are full with sugar, aren't they? Dairy-based drinks like milkshakes or alcoholic beverages. I know they're trying to stop the obesity issue. I know they're trying to deal with what? The health care issues that come from obesity, because they want the states now and the government to pay for all this. And you guys think these things wouldn't happen. I know they're trying to deal with it, but once you go down this road, where do you stop? Should Twinkies and Ho-Hos and Ding-Dongs be not allowed in schools? Should alcohol be banned? Should, again, high sugary fruit juices be banned? Why they're stopping it, not doing it here now, I don't know. That's the issue. I know that there is a need for this at times. But the problem is, when do you and where do you stop?
All right, let's get a little more exciting debate. The ladies on The View discussed this issue from the program on Thursday.
New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg is proposing a far-reaching ban on all sugary drinks sold in containers larger than 16 ounces. And just to give you an idea of what he's banning, we have some show and tell.
Oh, it's
yes.
Yeah,
let me help you. Oh, thank you.
Okay, so what? Tell us.
All right. Everything on this side is too big. This is what would be banned. Everything on this side is okay. So here's my question. Here's my question. What is to prevent somebody from going and refilling this?
Or buying two of
them. Or buying two or three of them. I mean, it seems kind of dumb.
Are you going to regulate it as well? Because Sal is 6'6", 280. This is not going to do anything to him as opposed, you know, with the sugar.
You're going to have to ask your friend in front of you to buy one for you, you know?
There's a bigger question than just the size. And that is, and there are people who say, it's not his business. It's not government's business. They should not interfere with what we're eating. We want to kill ourselves or drink too much sugar. Remember that in 03, wasn't it, that he banned smoking in this city. And there was such an uproar in restaurants and bars. Everybody was going to move to New Jersey. This was terrible.
And
the point is, everybody objected. It was now people don't object to it. Many cities have copied it.
True.
Countries have copied it. This man is trying to preserve or to help our health. And we did. Remember when we did this big obesity special two Mondays ago. And we talked about that it's a nationwide concern and governments should get involved. And then when governments get involved, then people say,
government
not
is going to be involved because the taxpayer eventually will have to pick up the tab for all these sick people because of obesity. Yeah. That's the new discussion.
It is a new discussion. It's the right discussion to have. All right, so that's a pretty interesting way of looking at it. Number 9, by the way, in the countdown this week, the Wisconsin governor recall scheduled for next Tuesday. And number 10 is that Miami cannibal story, which is so disgusting. Don't even want to go there and touch it. Talk Radio Countdown Show, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Michael Fortier. I'm Doug Steffen, hoping that you have found this past hour overviewing the hot hits, the big stories of the week, intelligent and interesting. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.